welcome everybody to another episode of the Geek Studios Podcast. Today we got a full house. We got Mike in the house. Mike with a mic. Mike sharing a mic. So it's half a mic.
The mic doesn't share.
We're sharing now. So.
You are forgiven, sir.
Mike brought beer, so we are sharing beer and Mike. We also got the Pirate King Mando. I don't know how many more you want to fit in there.
Put more.
There you go. You can put the Jiu-Jitsu, Pirate King, Mando, Leveling.
Jiu-Jitsu Sorcerer, Mando, Pirate King.
That doesn't make sense altogether.
We got Chiggies, who we can finally see and does not freeze.
Okay.
She's joining us.
You know, it's been a while. You're finally here.
Amazing headset. Amazing company paint headset, should I say. Thank you everybody for joining. So today we got a few items that we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss Avatar The Last Airbender series. What do we think of it? What do we like? All my notes are on my phone, so I'm going to have to kind of wing it because my phone is not with me today. We're also going to talk about Madam Web. How bad is Madam Web in reality, right? Is it really as bad as people say? Is it worse than Morbius? Is it worse than Fantastic Four movies? You know, let's see how bad is it. Or is it even not that bad? You know, maybe like a Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah, everybody's wrong.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's happened before, right?
Name one. Moving on.
Howard the Duck.
No, we love that movie. Take that back.
And afterwards, all the crew will give out their weekly recommendations for this week. So before, let's start to discuss. Here we go. I did not take off the audio.
Oh, you did not.
Do it again.
So it sounds like every single one that I'm about to share, they're all going to have an audio probably. But all right, so first let's talk about Avatar The Last Airbender. Now, most of us grew up watching the show, right, on Nickelodeon. And it is one of the few shows that you could actually say you watched and people truly respected with it, whether they were in the cartoon community or in the anime community. I feel like it's the only cartoon that actually gets that respect, right? Besides superhero ones, like all the DC movies and some of the Spider-Man ones and a few other Marvel ones. But when it comes to actual cartoons, it is the only one that gets that respect. And it's because it had an amazing story. It was just phenomenal, especially for its time. It was very for kids. Whereas, if you want gore, that's not the place to go. It didn't need it, right? It did not need the gore.
Did not.
So now we live through one of the weirdest interpretations or the one of the weirdest adaptations, which happened to be, fun fact, it happens to be one of Ernest's favorite movies, which is the Avatar movie, the Avatar The Last Airbender.
His face. You know, that should be the comparison. What movie's worse?
Yeah.
Now that's a conversation.
See, there you go. So we got the M. Night Shyamalan movie, right? So after that, I don't think anybody thought, hey, we're going to get a series, hey, we should get a series, a live adaptation series. So now we got a live adaptation series for Avatar The Last Airbender. So first of all, do you guys think it's a better it's an upgrade when it comes to the actors and how they're portrayed, how they look?
Absolutely.
In the series versus in the movie.
They say Aang, right? I like that.
Right. They don't say Aang.
He's got his name right.
I was like, oh yeah, because it was very weird, right? Hearing that Aang, I was like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's because maybe that's how they say it in another country.
No.
I don't know. I don't know why they went with that, right? Maybe I'm not sure. I was like, you know, no, you're saying it wrong. It's Aang. Aang. I want Aang, right? But first of all, like every character, or was every character a kind of a glow up, or was there any ones that you were like, you know what, this one fell a little short?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I watched the first episode.
Okay.
I didn't get too far, so I wanted to at least watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I didn't notice anything based off that first episode that I wasn't really vibing with, other than, you know, like the little things I could pick at really don't matter, so I'm not even going to bring them up, because it really don't matter. They're very, very, very small.
We might pick at them, because there's
a few guys
things in there.
I'll let you guys do that.
There's a few things that are just strange, right?
So based off of actors and character development, I still need to watch the rest. But so far, so good.
Okay. I know Mr. Pirate King over there had a lot to say when he
came. Sorcerer, Pirate King?
Jiu-Jitsu, Sorcerer, Pirate King, Mando, Leveling.
Leveling. I like that. But for me, I would say, just in casting, the only person that, well, lowest tier person would be Sokka. I would have liked it a little more from Sokka's character. He wasn't funny enough. But that's more so writing. Stylist, his design, I feel like for the most part fit. I would say, you know what? For the most part, his design fit the cartoon. It matched up. Even his hairstyles, like, he fit. It just, the writing for this character would left me wanting more.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people were not maybe talking shit, but, you know, saying, like, for example, I know Elizabeth Yu, who played Azula, they were comparing her, saying that she looked very kind of childish, didn't look kind of menacing, or didn't have that, like, evil kind of vibe to her. Like, she looked very...
My thing is, like, yeah, while I do understand that, the fact of the matter is she's Zuko's younger sister. The anime, the cartoon made her older, appear older than what she was. Like, the cartoon made her appear like she was a 16, 17, 18-year-old teenager. Like, she was younger than Zuko. Like, the time, everybody ages. Like, yes, they could have maybe aged her up a little. Actually, I wouldn't even say aged her up, because the person that they had playing Azula, she bodied the character. I appreciate what she brought to the role. She had the menacing. They even showed her with blue fire for a little bit. She did the whole electricity. Like, she did her thing. Like, she presented and owned that role well.
What about Princess Yu?
Oh yeah. She, again, I feel like she was cast well. She fit the role. She did what she needed to do. It's not like she's gonna last long. This is one of the shortest characters in Avatar: The Last Airbender. Like, she literally only lasts for a couple of episodes.
Like, honestly, I think the only thing that you could nitpick is, for example, the wig that they put on her, it was very fake looking. It looked like one of those, like, George Washington kind of wigs, you know, where it's like, it looks like it doesn't move, right? So that was my only thing that I could nitpick. And people were like, oh, she doesn't have the blue eyes, right? Whereas, like, in the cartoon, most of the water tribe, they had blue eyes. That was their one of their big things. Like, they all have blue eyes and brown hair or black hair. And then she had white hair. So she would have almost like a Super Saiyan. Instead of blonde, it'd be white.
Who was complaining? They your friends, Miguel?
Not my friend. Unless they listen to us, then yes, they would be my friends. Damn. Damn. Let's see. I know there was so I'm just trying to go by what I've seen or online of where people will complain. I know even people were complaining a little bit about the Katara actor, Kiawentio. I'm not even gonna, you know what? I'm definitely gonna butcher this. I would just say the Katara actress. They were saying that she kind of looked like Katara, but at the same time that she only looked like she only showed one emotion during the whole series. And I was like, well, I liked it. I liked the way what she brought to the table. And
again, I think the casting was fine. Casting wise, completely fine. Writing wise, that was definitely a lot left. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a lot left to be wanted. I love it. Because I would
get to watch
very one-dimensional.
Huh?
Did you get to watch any?
Oh, I just watched clips that I saw on TikTok.
we're in the same boat almost.
All you need to know is Maria Shang and Evang Chapin. Man, they killed it. Which was Sugi and
here we go.
Avatar Roche. Mike looks so lost right now. It's kind of funny.
Avatar Kyoshi. Bro, they killed their roles. My favorite by far. Sugi's amazing. And bro, Avatar Kyoshi. So what I liked about Avatar Kyoshi is when, like, I was not expecting for her to have a role.
Yeah.
So it was really cool that she had a role, and then bro, she was fucking badass in the role. Like, if you're like, you know what, I wanna see a strong woman who will whoop everybody. That's her, bro. Like, she went and whooping everybody. I was like, damn, that's fucking dope. But like, the cast itself, I really like the cast for the most part. Like, they got a few of them were like, damn, like, this is perfect casting, right? Obviously, I said Maria Shang, I said Yvonne, but the one person who I was a little iffy about, but eventually he grew on me, was Dallas, who played Zuko. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. At first I was like, I don't know, they should have been him, but by the end, by like middle, you're like, you know what? No, yeah, like he's killing this shit. You know, like it was a good casting. And then, bro, like, the scene with the mask, I was like, okay, that shit's bad. Which it could have been a stunt double. It probably was a stunt double the whole time, right? But it was just pretty dope. I think it wasn't a stunt double.
Of course not. You know, you will want every actor to do their own stunts. However, we live in a real world, and not every actor can do their own stunts.
Not everybody's Tom Cruise.
Such a shame.
Jackie Chan,
you know.
And that's about it.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah.
I'm sure there's more, we just don't know.
That do all their stunts? Maybe not. Maybe they do some other stunts, but you know, I don't think all of them. But I appreciate them, huh?
I do all of mine.
Me too. I do all my stunts. Stop.
See?
I got no double, no copy, no twin. I do everything myself.
That's right. Unlike him. He's got fake Miguel's everywhere.
Now, the one thing I could say that I was pleasantly surprised, because I didn't really look too much into the cast, right? I just knew the main people, right? But Danny Pudi being the engineer, who Danny Pudi, he's a... Abed from Community.
Oh, okay.
He's in that show, and like I was like, oh shit, he's in the show. And I was like, I'm a huge Community fan, I'm a huge Abed fan. So I was like, yo, I just wanted, like, I know there was no way that Donald would have been on the show, but if they could have had Troy and Abed in the show, even if they were just like
side characters.
Yeah, it would have been dope. But once again, the casting, I really enjoyed. I can't say shit about the casting. You know, you can nitpick a few things.
Sure,
I know.
Sure.
One of them is being a grandma. That was the only one where I was like, I could go either or. I'm fine with it. I'm fine without it. Could have been somebody else. Could have they could have kept her. I just didn't care for that character or the way that was portrayed. And just as the actress, I was like, you know what? This one is just like me. It could have been Mike on the wig. I would have been fine with that. You know? There you go. You could have got paid Netflix money, bro.
That is some money.
Man, that is some good
money. That's some good money. Where's that wig at? Wear a dress? I'm in.
I have a wig for you. You can wear a wig. I got you.
Now,
that's the after dark session.
Now, the pacing of the show, what did you guys think of the pacing? Like, was it too fast? Because it was, I'll be honest. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was too fast. They didn't allow for character development. A few of my key points that I feel like they really missed was the fact that Katara started teaching Aang waterbending well before they got to the Northern Temple. Like, how did, first off, let me slow down a little bit.
Action, he's mad.
Yeah, because look, in the live action, Katara was like, oh, I'm a waterbender, and she's practicing on her own with these scrolls, which she did, which is true. And then all of a sudden, she gets to the Northern Water Temple, and now she's a master? What? Like, all of a sudden, now she's just a master, and now she's starting to train people and do this because, you know, she's just so amazing. Like, yes, there are things that you can learn and do on your own. However, you need help. You need some assistance. You need some experience. Yes, she had a little bit of experience, but at no fight before the Northern Water Temple did she show the abilities that she showed at the Northern Water Temple. It was just like, one minute I'm struggling making a water ball, and then the next minute I'm a master and I can fight people who've been
fighting a master.
Fighting in a master, and I can fight firebenders who's been doing this, who are trained warriors who've been doing this for years. Like, what?
They pulled a Rey Skywalker on us.
Yeah.
I get it.
So obviously that's what they did.
Not only that, I still got more to complain about. Like, again, the love story between Katara.
I knew he was going there with the love story.
Chips ago.
I knew he was going with the love story.
Yes. Go ahead, Ernest.
Because, like, first, there was, they completely kind of took that out. Like, now he looks at her like a sister instead of a love interest. And the whole, the love tunnel was supposed to be there. That was their thing. That was their episode where they cemented that, yes, I am involved. I would like to be with you. However, we are going to choose our destinies. And I'm choosing right in here, right now. I like you, but I'm going to choose to be the Avatar. You know you like me, but you're going to choose to be the friend of the Avatar who's going to, like, we are choosing to save the world over our relationship. Like, that whole character development is gone. I don't appreciate that. Like, that, I don't appreciate them taking that out. And then, on top of that, the book one was about Aang learning waterbender. Aang learning waterbending. At what point in the live action did Aang learn waterbending? Like, there was no point in the live action where he actually practiced or did anything waterbending. He, at the end, your grand finale was the fact that, oh, let me just go into the Avatar state and give my soul. Every fight that Aang had,
so mad,
was somebody else taking over his body and fighting for him. Not there was very few fights where Aang fought on his own with his own merit. And that was the number one thing is Aang is a master airbender. He can handle his own, but as the Avatar, he's learning other abilities and he was still handing people their ass without the Avatar state. Like, yes, the Avatar state was important, but he didn't need it. And for a long time in the cartoon, he didn't have it. It's the writing for this left a lot to be desired. It was still entertaining, but it left a lot to be desired as a true fan.
Well, not only that,
but it's still better than the movie.
Still way better than the first movie.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That's the thing. It was very fast paced. Like
that first episode was really fast paced, but I liked it because it was the first episode. You know, I mean, somebody
took agreed. Like it was entertaining.
Yeah.
In its own right, it was entertaining.
But like I said, like there was a lot of stuff that was just kind of thrown in together that shouldn't have been, that they could have been kind of spread out a little bit more. For example, you had King Bumi and you had Jet all in the same episode in the same new arc, right? Where it's like they all had their separate arcs. It was very different, and now they're just throwing shit together to be like, you know what? Let's just fast pace this. And then when Aang goes into the Avatar state, you got the owl who's from season 2 in season 1. Like he's supposed to be in the library in season 2.
Exactly. Now he's you brought him from one, the library to the spirit world on season 1 in the fucking wilderness? Like what point did he even have to be in the Kyoshi Island woods?
It was just very very weird how they just started combining shit. And I don't know if it's like, hey, we got to combine because we've seen, for example, the kids from Stranger Things. The kids grow up real fast and, you know, they want to keep the cast young. I don't know if that's why they wanted to do it that way, because it could have easily just been, you know what, season one will be season one. That's it. Just book one. That's all it's going to be. And then season two will be book two. That's all it's going to be, right?
That's what I assume is going to happen is they're going to have a few seasons and every season is just going to be a book. But I feel like in this time, you have, let's say you have each season is 8 episodes, so that's 8 hours. You have a lot of detail to cover in 8 hours, where the cartoon had years to cover. Like, I understand, like, condensing, like, there's not a whole lot we need. I won't say there's definitely things that we can be left out. There's a lot of key concepts that needs to be executed for the story of Aang. The fact that
you guys love this show, don't you?
Oh yeah. You have, like,
one thing that I can appreciate is the fact that they show Aang flying without the staff, because only true masters of airbenders can fly. No, it's like it's real. You have to reach a certain level of enlightenment in airbending culture to be able to fly like that. And that's a huge thing in the Legend of Korra, is the fact that Amon, what's his name, Amon? I can't remember the guy.
Amon.
But his
son.
Huh?
His son, right? Or the other one?
So, not the... Actually, you know what? Let's... To be accurate, because you know I'm all about
accurate. I'm not sure. Well, at least I've only seen very little bit of Legend of Korra, because I saw it. I was like, I don't know. I just could not get into it. I was like, oh, it's cool. You know, you got to see, you know, like Aang's offspring, you know, Aang's and Katara's offspring. I was like, oh, you know, it's cool to see. I was like, it's like watching Dragon Ball, and then all of a sudden, just the stories about Gotens and a whole bunch of other people now.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
You don't watch Dragon Ball?
No.
Damn. Okay. it's like watching Ninja Turtles, but it's all about April and Casey's son, or I don't know if they have a kid. I'm just making shit up, right?
I'd probably still watch
like
it.
Their son and like just. New Turtles.
Okay.
That's how it is. At least that's how I took it, right? All
right.
Now, there's going to be another show, though. There's going to be a show where they're in their 20s, and they're going to keep all the original cast. It's just them as kind of young adults.
So
Zaheer?
Zaheer is the person I'm thinking about from Legend of Korra. He didn't have bending. But after the convergence, he did become an airbender, and then he was able to fly because his girlfriend, I think she got killed, and he was like, okay, once she got killed, he was now able to release all of his possessions, earthly possessions, but gave him that enlightenment to be able to be now, he's a master airbender.
That just happened.
Yeah, but again, it was noted that it was before this point, it was only a very few people known in the culture of I'm trying to, it's not culture, legacy, well, nope,
history,
lore, in the lore.
Oh, okay, oh, okay, it's gonna be history, right? But
history, lore, to ever be able to fly because they have. Lord. In order to fly as an airbender, you have to be enlightened in the sense of you have no attachments to earthly possessions. Mm. So showing that ability, that Aang had that ability, it was nice. And it was suspected, but it was never actually confirmed in any of the canon lore.
Okay. Gotcha.
Again, I haven't seen Korra, so I'm not sure about the lore behind it, right? But with again, the show, very good. Actors did pretty good. Story could have been better. Pacing could have been better. They could have split things a little bit more. There's a lot of things you can nitpick. For example, you have Ko, who is supposed to be the face stealer if you show emotions. Yeah. And
that's fair.
He never stole any faces.
That's fair, right? He actually did.
No. So, well, he didn't steal Katara's face. He didn't steal, what's it called? Sokka's face. And even at that, like, Katara and Sokka should have not been in the spirit world. Because that was not how it was.
It's not how it went down. That was definitely interesting choice.
Right, to bring him into the spirit world. And then afterwards have them face Ko. Which was what's gonna happen there, right? And then that whole storyline with Ko, it was
yeah, that whole little, and it was just a quick thing, like it was a sub story behind the story. It was like, while you need to save your friends, you also need to go over here and get captured and do this, and like, so you got let's say you got 2 hours to save your friends, but yet it took you 3 days to get back and save them. That's, to a spirit that's seeing somebody frequently. I don't know how, they never said his timeline or how long it takes for Cole to eat after. Like, he eats one person. Is he satisfied for a year and then eat somebody else? Or is he only satisfied for a day? Like, does he eat a person a day? What happens? They never really talked about the time, his eating habits, only the fact that, He'll be ready to eat soon, so you got to come back soon to save your friends. It took Aang 3 days to get back to save them. So their bodies were just in this catatonic state, but completely okay.
Yeah,
for 3 days.
Big word you threw out there, but yes. I saw when you threw that word out there, you kind of looked like, fuck, did I say it right? Yeah.
It was, I've been known to just, slur my words or not speak with enough emphasis so that the words get jumbled and people can't understand exactly what I'm saying. So, you got to enunciate sometimes.
Enunciate. Right. But so from your perspective, would it be something you recommend for people? Like, first of all,
absolutely.
How would you recommend it for somebody has not seen it, and how would you recommend it somebody that's like a diehard fan of the cartoon? Because it's two different things, right?
Well, I would think if they never saw it, it would be easy.
If you've never seen it, it's like,
then go watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've never seen it, it's just good. Be like, watch it. Just your fair time.
Yeah. Simple. How would you recommend? What would you tell the weeb? Like, hey, weeb, there's this show, because obviously we're not going to care about the pacing that much or the character changes, right? Because she's like, I haven't seen the cartoon, so I'll give a fuck. Sure. Right? Like, Mike's seen the cartoon.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, we weren't kids when that came out. So I just went.
We were not kids.
You and I were in high school.
We probably were.
It's us people growing up watching.
That's not kids.
I was still a child at heart.
No, you weren't.
Child at heart now.
You're still a child.
You're a kid until you are out of college.
My dad's still a kid.
He's a kid at heart.
I'm finished.
He's out of it.
I'm doing 2-3 classes or here or there, blah. Technically still in college, right?
Yeah, I was in high school in 2005.
Yeah. We were supposed to graduate 2006.
I was 2007.
2007?
Yeah, you're older than me, remember?
Yo, that's some old fuckers.
Say that all the time.
Somewhere.
Huh? I was supposed to graduate in 2005.
I was either in the sixth grade or the seventh grade. It depended on what time of year it was.
Don't ask Cheeky's how old she was, because
she wasn't born.
I wasn't even born.
She was born, not have been born, but she was a
the year I got out. All right,
well, it was yeah, out,
but
it was a year after.
It was the year I was supposed to get out. The year I got out was before that. Never looked back. We had school kids.
Don't you feel a little bit old now? 2000.
You see that child that's on the bottom of the screen? Look at her, if you're old.
You're old.
You are old.
You are months away. Like, I like how Mike's like, bro, you're like a year older. I'm like, it's months. Literally a few months. You could count them in like probably, because you're what, from August?
Yeah.
I'm February.
So you can't use one hand, is what you're saying. He's like,
one hand. 6 months apart. But according to Mike, it's a whole year and something.
Something like that.
He lives in the Avatar world or something. Or time's different. But
yeah, right, so if I was to explain to we've never seen it, it's hey, you know, here's this amazing show about a kid and his friends who saved the world from some evil dictators.
Okay.
And they use the elements to fight back. That's you know, keep it simple.
And then just watch it for Suki.
I was very appreciative when they actually let her take off her makeup. I was wondering, like, are y'all really gonna show us her in makeup the entire time? Or are y'all gonna show us the character behind it? Which I'm like, you did in anime. We got to see the character behind it. But yeah, so
Jeff, I have a feeling she's a Twilight chat.
For somebody who has seen it, or like, and who really like, loves,
who's like a year like, older than me, apparently
younger,
like you're younger than me. Sorry.
I know you're the oldest one here, but right you can he's like
younger.
All wrong, sir. Leave my math alone.
I would just recommend say, shirt. Hey, would you like to see Avatar: Last Airbender in a new perspective? This is a retelling of the story, and leave it at that. Not give away that, anything
because they've know. Already we've already done that once. Don't lead it with that. I would say, hey, remember that terrible movie? Yeah, it's not like that.
Oh, yeah, that works.
Right?
Remember a terrible movie? Yeah.
I mean, but nothing see, look, like that's the follow up. You got to get them. That's hey, they're making a new. Here's a retelling of this story. Oh my gosh, is it like the other one? No, it's not. Oh well, then great. That's the whole conversation. You don't have to go any further than that. Is it like the
I agree.
But so then again,
how do they pronounce the main character's name? Aang. Oh, not Aang?
That's what sold me.
Not
Aang. I got the main character's name right. All right, great. That's a good start.
Do firebenders actually bend fire?
Are all the children depressed the whole time?
Well, I will say this, even in the cartoon, they had some real life issues going on. Like they were having
real sarcasm all over that thing.
So that's the one thing that's missing in the show, which is like that sarcasm, that yeah. like the jokes, right? And most of them come from Sokka. Sokka was the one that would have the jokes, have all this, which is kind of why people really like Sokka's character, right, in the show.
He was the comedic relief.
And you see it grow from, like, maybe he was a little misogynist in the beginning. He had a very, like, you know, it's like, it's a man's world. men are the fighters, women, you know, are not. And the crazy part is he was getting his ass whooped by women the whole show, right? So that's why at the end he's like, you know what? He understood, you know what, my mentality is wrong.
Yeah.
And he grew from it. But at the same time, it was just humor because, bro, my boy had game, bro. Like, my boy had, like...
He had game.
He had that man could game,
talk,
bro.
Walk up and talk. He had the baddest women like, in the show.
Hell yeah. I was like, damn, okay. Okay, bro. Okay. I'm mad at you.
How this kid from a village who's never really fought anybody all of a sudden can keep up with a Kyoshi warrior in his live action after one day of training.
He fought with his heart, bro. I would have tried the exact same thing.
But let me ask you this. Someone who'd never seen a cartoon, do you think they would buy it? Do you think it would bother them?
No. I don't think it would bother them.
No, especially because the whole time he talks about he's a warrior, he's the chief of, you know, like his village and
like
this.
He's the Usopp.
I'm willing to bet money that the majority of people that have seen this show has never seen the cartoon. The Netflix watching viewers.
I think most of them. There's a good amount, maybe.
I would say only reason I would disagree with that is because the first few seasons of Avatar: The Last Airbender is on Netflix,
right?
Yeah,
but the people watching are grown adults.
I just hope the people that watch the show go back and watch the cartoon.
Think about it. That might be possible. I could see that happen.
And afterwards, but like they might be like, you know what? Who knows? They may be like almost like a One Piece thing where it's like, bro, there's so many episodes. It's so long, you know? Like, you know, like, I'll just rather watch the movies. The series, right?
Yeah, so because that is an interesting point about One Piece is the fact that I would say 90% of the movies are not canon for One Piece. Like, they just recreate movies, but they aren't canon to the actual manga or anime. It just be some... it's fan service, really.
There's a lot of animes that do that, and there's a lot of animes that they put out a movie, which then turns into episodes, like
Slayer. Yeah, I've seen that happen.
So I feel like Demon Slayer is fucking the community up with that. Like their movie is literally an arc, which they will go back and then reshoot or redraw, like and animate the art. they literally put this as make y'all go see it and buy them, sit there for 2 hours in a movie theater, and then come home and go to Crunchyroll and watch the same thing in episode that you just went to see in the movies. I feel like they fucking people up with that. And
the difference though,
now it looks better.
The difference is the anime series, you know, when they do an anime series, it's almost like the Snyder Cut. They add bonuses, you know, they add a little bit of features. So it's just an extended version into it, you know? That's all it is. It's an extended version of
that's a difference. The movie. Because that's the Snyder Cut would be the original.
So the Snyder Cut would be the original that was not put out until after the movie.
Okay.
Right? So it's like that. It's like, the same movie will come out, then you'll get the Snyder Cut, which is it'll just be in a series.
All right, you're right, Miguel. I need another beer.
So, Mr. Pirate King, what would you rate Avatar: The Last Airbender from 1 through 6?
I would definitely rate it a solid. That's tough. So I would say solid 3.5.
Ooh, 3.5. I thought it was going to get higher than 3.5.
Nah.
Did you hear his complaints?
Three beers in a shot.
Okay.
Solid 3 beers in a shot.
What? 3 beers in a shot? That's like 4 beers.
Well, we do halves because we don't want to say 3.5 beers.
Right.
It's going to say 3.5 beers, but we'll do... Usually we do shots as half a beer.
Okay. All right.
In our world.
Why you guys, but a shot would like, you know, do more damage than the beer would.
To who? I mean, that depends on the person drinking the shot.
I agree.
It depends. I guess if you count alcohol percentage, right?
That's what I was basing it off of. And we didn't specify which beer either. So hey, we can go all different variables.
You know, all
so,
different yeah, variations.
I'll drop it. So three beers on shot.
About three and a half. Three and a half beers for Avatar: The Last Airbender from Ernest. I gotta agree with that rating just because it does not get to the four.
Okay.
I don't think it gets to the four. It flirts with the four.
It flirts with the
four. Like but that. It doesn't get to the four.
Okay.
Like, if I could, it would be a 3.75, right? But since I don't want to give it 3.75, it's either 3.5 or 4.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get the 4, I would have to go down to a 3.5.
Okay.
Now,
Based off that first episode, I gave it a 4.
Yeah. Again.
Maybe not 4 Guinnesses.
Like, entertaining. a 4 pack.
Right.
Again, it's like, it's one of those like where it's, if it's with the 4, it could be a 4. We just got to wait until season 2. Because it has potential. It has a lot of potential. And what's it called? So it just varies on the writing and their pacing now.
It can definitely get better. However, it can also get worse.
Which, for sure. We know.
Speaking of worse,
okay.
I was looking at I went to the movies, right? And like I told Jakey, I'm like, hey, we're gonna watch a movie. We had already planned on watching a movie, so we're like, we're gonna go watch it. And I told her what movie it was, and she's like, why are we gonna watch it if everybody says it's a really bad movie? And it's like, well,
you made her watch that movie.
Yeah, we went to the theaters and everything, and then she got mozzarella sticks and stuff out of it. So
that sounds good.
That was the only good.
Did it again? Thank you. So we went to see Madam Web, and this time I will let Cheese kind of give more of a rating because I know she saw it. And again, so
she's already sighing,
right? So as a person, so. Chiquis will give you a rating as a person who does not know who Madam Web even is, right? So she's perfect. Not seen the cartoon, she has not seen the comics.
But I love Spider-Man.
That's what's up.
So for you as a person, as a person who's a Spider-Man fan, but has not seen the animated series or the comics regarding Madam Web, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it sucked.
Let me ask you this. How are the mozzarella sticks?
The mozzarella sticks were good. The movie sucked. I hated the way that it was way too fast. I hated a lot of the camera quality of it, especially with the way they kind of tracked the people. I'm very nitpicky when it comes to like camera quality, CGI, like effects and stuff like that. A lot of it looked so fake and so unrealistic. And I get it that they were trying to go for a whole, I don't know, like other kind of vibe or whatever. But to me, it just made me feel weird. I just didn't like it. And a lot of the mic sounds, I don't know if it was just the theater, but to me, it sounded like some people were a lot higher than the other people. And I didn't like some of the way that they would, some of the characters would act at some points because it kind of felt awkward. I felt like a lot of it was way too fast. And I get she's supposed to have visions and like stuff like that, but I felt like the visions just gave away of the entire movie because it's like, well, we already know what happens now. It's like you just told us everything that we already were gonna see. It was kind of like it's not even a prediction. It's literally just telling us what's gonna happen. A prediction is not the same thing as telling us.
Like that's a Raven, you know, like she gets a prediction, she's like, so you're like, oh, at any point somebody's gonna hit with a basketball in the face.
You're really stuck in 2005, aren't you?
I'm trying to give it to like at a moment where everybody remembers and everybody may know. So that's a Raven. She got there's a new one. There's a new series, but that's a Raven. I don't know if it's still out.
There is?
Yeah, there is. And what's it called? So again, somebody that sees sees something that can happen. So she tries to stop it, a premonition, thank you. Tries to stop it, but eventually that premonition always comes true.
Yeah.
It's just, usually it's not in a way that maybe she interpreted, but right. It just happens to be that's how it happens, right? Sometimes she even causes it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Very similar to the movie.
Right. Okay.
Very similar.
So just on a real quick sidebar, and we're going to take this side avenue. I feel like that is a point in a lot of premonition based abilities.
Yeah.
Oftentimes it's because you know this information now that you're going to make it happen.
Right.
It's like the chicken or egg. It's how can I stop this from happening? Or you yourself caused this to happen by knowing what's going to happen.
Sorry. Right. You're right. And it's like that with every premonition type movie. From everything from all the way back from Alfred Hitchcock to today, it's exactly the same thing.
So that's the thing, right?
Are they paid to make you do that?
There's a lot of movies and a lot of shows that do that, right? Where they're like, you know what, this is gonna happen, this is a premonition, but it's just like, all right, let's see how it happens,
sure,
let's see how it impacts the story. This movie was not one of those. The
same thing. Like, mm-hmm. every genre, like, we continuously watch the same movie over and over with different titles. Like, it's the same concept. It's just, where it's going to happen differently in this movie. Same concept. Like, it's all about, let's just take the concept of revenge. I'm a killer. I've retired. Somebody I love and care about dies. Now I'm back in the game. That just covers most movies that came out this year, probably.
Yeah, and last year and the year before. I guess it's because it's something that works and sells, so they just keep doing it.
Yeah, obviously they just change a few things.
Right.
But with this movie, again, it is very fast paced. It is very just strange how they wrote the story out, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I was watching like two different plots. Like one was about with her mom, and two was about the girls. And it was like a lot of it just did not kind of connect, and it felt like it was so rushed to the point where I was.
So, you know how Ernest was saying, like, you know how Aang had, let's say, 3 hours to save his friends, right?
Right.
And then he just like, you know what? I'm gonna go do all this shit, get captured. Spend 3 days and then come back.
We needed two hours.
What happened when they found out that there was a killer that was trying to kill the three girls? Where did the main character go?
She literally, first of all, she dropped them off in the middle of the forest, and then she went to Peru.
So she literally she didn't drop them off at the end of the forest. She dropped them off with a person who they kept hinting, right? Who is Ben Parker.
Yeah.
Right. Ben Parker was in the movie, right? And so was his sister.
Yep.
Right. And who happened to be pregnant.
So
who's was gonna name her daughter Peter. But anyways, there was a killer that was after the three other main characters, you know, the three teenagers. So she drops them off with Ben Parker, and then it tells them, I have to go to Peru. I'll be gone for a week. I got to go figure out what's happening. You know, I got to figure out
where
did my mom go. Yeah, May. No.
A different sister?
It was.
Wait, May is not Ben.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ben was married to her. Right. It was Ben's sister was pregnant, who was Peter Parker's mom, right? Which again, they could not directly say it was Peter Parker, but they kind of kept hinting it over and over and over. But once again, she just left them. She left them, and she's like, "I'm going to Peru for a week. I'll be back." And it's like, bro, like you have these teenagers that there's a guy who's dressed like Spider-Man. Who, Cassie was like, I thought Spider-Man is not in the movie. I'm like, that's not Spider-Man. but it looks like Spider-Man. I understand. I trust me, I understand completely. But it's not Spider-Man. She's like, is it a different Spider-Man? Like, no. Like, oh, like, is he a different version? I'm like, no. Like, then who is he? I'm like, made up.
He's like, I don't even know.
He's just a different character, you know? And she's like, but he's dressed like, I don't know. Trust me. I know he's dressed like Spider-Man. It is not. She's like, but he's wearing a black suit like Miles. No, that's not Miles Morales. This is black suit.
The stealth looking suit, right?
Yeah, because it's like the black suit, yeah. And even at that, it's like they do this whole like that the spiders come from Peru, right? Where there's spider human people in Peru, right? Where it bites them and they become these, you know, they have super strength, they could crawl, they could do all this spider stuff. And so, what's it called?
You're telling me they just changed the origin of spiders?
Yep.
So they changed the origin of spiders, the spiders that, you know, create people into Spider-Man. They changed the origin of like Aunt May, Uncle Ben, all of them, right? They changed the origins of...
Who made this movie? Was it Sony?
Sony. Now again, so
for sure, still have the fucking rights to Spider-Man. Can somebody please correct this?
Just buy them out already.
So this is the crazy part, right? The crazy part is they're building. They were trying to build a whole universe,
right,
around Spider-Man,
starting with Venom,
right? Around Spider-Man, yeah. Without using Spider-Man.
Correct.
So
trying to do this for a very long time.
They have Venom. They have Venom 2.
Right.
They have Morpheus.
Oh God.
Now they have Madam Web.
Oh, these were horrible.
Venom 1 was okay. One, it was a good movie. It was a good movie.
It was
a good movie.
Now the crazy part is like again. So me and Mike were talking about this, you know, before, where it's like, originally they were gonna have Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man in the movie. I was like, I'm here for it. I would love to see Andrew Garfield be Spider-Man again. That's cool. Then they're like, you know what? No, we're not gonna have Andrew Garfield. We're gonna go with Tom Holland. He's the younger Spider-Man, he's the newer Spider-Man. I was like, well, you kind of can't. Because if you have Tom Holland, that means it's literally in 616.
Well, not really, it could still just be a different variant.
It could be a different variant. I mean,
the same actor,
which is just
confused
yeah,
world.
Yeah, yeah, it would make it 616.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's not going to work. I was like, it just wouldn't work. Then they're like, you know what? We're not going to have Spider-Man. I'm like, so you won't have Spider-Man in a Madam Web movie. So what the fuck is it going to be about, right?
Oh, well, you think I thought about Morbius?
But you know. That
now we got Kraven, right?
Kraven, like, they're creating movies for all of Spider-Man's rose gallery, as they would say. Like, they, all his villains are getting movies, but he himself wasn't getting a movie from Sonic. Well, they tried.
They tried a few times.
It's like the Fantastic Four. They just can't get the shit right.
That's the thing.
At least those were better movies.
Yeah, like you know, he had Spider-Man
not
1,
by much, but
Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3, right? The ones with
Tobey Maguire,
yeah, Sam Raimi,
yeah,
like those were good movies.
Sure. They
like,
were.
Those were good movies.
There was two good movies out of those.
One and two were way better, right?
Work with three was a little. Have you seen those movies recently? Like, are they good movies? Because we've seen them while we were young and we appreciate what they were.
Two
then.
Still holds up like a motherfucker.
Like two holds up pretty good. Yeah. Two holds up pretty good.
Malcolm watches them all the time.
One is good. Three is like
three gets worse every time Malcolm puts it on.
You know, three
is isn't Amazing three the Spider-Man one with the black suit?
Yeah.
With the
Hey.
Yeah. To be honest, like watching that movie, like I hate Mary Jane so much. Like I hate everybody in that movie after a while. But
felt like Mary Jane was a villain for a long time because of the Sam Raimi movies like that.
Oh yeah.
Tragic. Hey. She is the runner, like, bro, you got to pick yourself up. Like, you, what they used to tell us is more efficient to see
Yeah. More fish in the sea. And again, so, and the ones with Andrew Garfield. First one, I enjoyed.
It was okay.
Like the second one.
I'll give that one 2 beers.
Second one could have been a lot better.
I'll give that one a Guinness and a half.
I feel like they tried doing way too much with the second one.
Yeah, no shit.
Which is what
every scene. It just fucked up the movie, right? And they cut the ones out that were important.
Yes. Yeah.
The parts that made to make the movie make sense.
And so now they're like, instead of making another Spider-Man movie, which they could have, right? I guess. They could have been like, you know what? We're going to have our own Spider-Man in this universe and tie it to the MCU, which
fine.
Which they did. They kind of tied it. They tied it with... So Marvel tied it by having Venom in the last Spider-Man movie.
Correct.
Right? So that was that was their way of tying it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was their way of tying it. But then here comes Sony and it's like, no, we want to tie it even more. So in Morbius, now that they had Michael Keaton, as a Vulture.
Vulture from Homecoming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Michael Keaton's in the whole other universe now. And it's like, it makes no fucking sense.
No, it makes sense. It just doesn't make sense in terms of plot after that. There was a big fucking thing that happened in No Way Home, right? People fucking teleported for no reason, right? It didn't make sense for Venom to show up.
But in prison?
But it happened. Okay, yeah. No, the prison part was it was in Homecoming. He teleported from prison.
Right. Oh, yeah. Could have
been. To Morbius' universe. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, we're going to team him up and get Spider-Man. And it's like, okay. And there's no speak of Spider-Man in the movie.
There was none.
And Morbius was technically like a good guy.
He was
like an anti-hero, so out of nowhere he's gonna team up with this villain. Like, yeah, let's get this motherfucker.
Yeah, because Morbius is like Punisher, man. You know, he's like Punisher. He's an anti-hero.
I'm gonna stop you right there. That's about it.
And they both fought Spider-Man. That's what they have in common.
Yeah. How was the acting?
I'm gonna tell you everything you need to know.
So I watched a lot of
Dakota Johnson?
No, but I watched a lot of critics.
50 Shades of Grey?
And no, twice.
Well, because she was in the movie, that's why.
No, I was saying a lot of critics and a lot of reviews. And literally everyone told me not to watch the movie.
Yeah.
The critics said, don't watch it.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll tell you everything that happens so you don't have to watch. The critics. They aren't supposed to do that.
Yeah. I don't blame them.
I thank them.
Like,
so I'm going to skip this movie.
I'm
sorry you had to waste
money. It is very skippable.
I felt like I wasted a whole hour of my life that day.
So I'm going to say this. That's how I felt about Rebel Moon. And I'm still going to see the next part, though. But I still demand that I need my time back.
So for everybody that's listening, last episode we had John on a podcast, right? And we kind of talked a little bit about Rebel Moon. And he talked about how he watched it, what was it, twice?
Yeah.
Tragic.
He watched it because he's like, I watched it once. And after that, somebody told me
in your word.
They're like, you gotta watch it a second time so you can understand it. He's like, so I watched it a second time and I hate it even more. He's like,
They was like, oh no, you didn't get the point. You gotta watch it again. He was like, no. But he watched it again and it was just like, yeah, there was no point to get. I got everything I was supposed to get the first time.
He wasted half a day of his life.
He did. And then we asked him, are you going to watch the next one? He's like, oh, I'm going to hate watch the shit out of all the other
that is my sentiment exactly. Because you made me watch the first one, I have to hate watch the rest of the series that they come out.
Yeah, you just hate him instead.
He's going to talk shit to me. He's going to be like, really? Really? And then he's going to give me the shit over the movie.
Yes.
So, all right. Yeah. So for you, was there any actor that you were like, this is a good actor, they should have been saved from this movie, or this character is not that bad?
Which one?
They should have just saved themselves from trying to do this whole script.
Now, the crazy part is Dakota Johnson fired her her agency right after the movie.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
And so the thing about it, and but at the same time, this is the actor's fault for not paying the fucking attention, right? Is when Sony calls them, they're like, hey, we're going to do a Marvel movie. We're going to do this. They think, oh, it's an MCU movie, you know, and they get excited. They're like, I'm going to be in the MCU. And then it's like, you're not in the MCU. You have nothing to do with MCU. And the writing, you could tell by the writing that it's not an MCU movie at all, right? And then afterwards, they're like, wow, I thought I was going to be in a Marvel movie. You should, if you see Sony attached to it.
Or at least read a script.
Right, you should. No, bro. I don't know if it, by that time it's
already too late. Oh, yeah, you're like you said, they originally have a Spider-Man in there, so they probably, yeah.
It could have been that, but I know Dakota Johnson fired her people right away. And I know some of the actresses, which, again, I don't agree with this at all. But I'm just honestly tired of hearing this as an excuse where they were saying, you know what, the reason why the movie did so bad was because it's a women-led movie. Yeah, it's a female.
Wow. It's they blamed it on that.
And, you know, guys didn't want to go watch the movie. And, you know, like, you know, and they're not, you know, they don't want to watch this movie. So that's why.
They do know that we like women, right?
You know,
I think all of us artists.
No. I'm just gonna say this, and here's my point: is the fact that online, while we may all like, we all love women. Online, there is a lot of women bashing coming from the male community.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
That. Like we know, like yes, we love women. I, for one, am an avid woman lover, so I play as a woman character for most role-playing games because I don't want to listen to a male grunt as he gets
beat. Learn to do that from earners. At first, I was like, oh, I was going to create. I always created myself. That's how I wish I looked, right? I
used to do
it,
too.
And tall, I used to do that, too.
Buff, everything. I was like, hell yeah, right? And then earners like, bro, like, why you play as a guy? Like, do you like to hear a guy grunt and, you know, talk the whole time? I'd rather have a woman. I was like,
checking out your own ass in a third person.
I was like, wait. You feel me? But not only that, like in the video game world, or in the video game community, like
in the online it's either a
good community or bad, right? Where it's like, down. I started playing as a girl for, I forgot, was it for Defiance?
And everybody helped you.
Bro, everybody. I was playing with Omar, right?
And he didn't even help you.
And Omar would fall because it was like a huge player rate. It was like 30 players fighting these monsters, stuff like that, right? So they would throw the shit at Omar all the way in the corner, beating the shit out of him. He's practically dead. He's like, you know, I need somebody to help me. I need somebody to save me. And nobody would come to his aid, right? But they would do it to me, and you would have people sprinting, running to save me. They were like, oh, and Omar's like, bro, I'm doing way more damage than you. Why? And I was like, there's one good reason, bro. I'm a girl. You're a guy. So then he was quick as fuck to change his character to test it out. And he's like, dude, I'm playing as a girl from now on because holy shit, it helps. But again, when it comes to this movie, I don't think that was an excuse, right? Like,
no, I don't think
it's an excuse.
Not that it was women that
it's not a reason.
And again, after the movie ended, like I was talking to Cassie, I was talking to Cheese. I'm like, all right, because Cassie was like, oh, like what would you rate the movie? So I was like, all right, honestly, between 1 and 6,
I'm gonna be sober on this one.
That's how I rated, right? I rated from 1 to 6. I was like, all right, probably like a
water
1.5 or 2, right? I was like 1.5, 2, just because I didn't fall asleep during the movie, you know. Simple okay. Shit like that, where it's like, you know, they had Adam Scott in the movie, so I was like, that alone is like, okay, that's cool. They had Mike Epps, who was very little bit in the movie,
probably the best part.
Yeah, like those two characters, I was just like, okay, those were the best part. Like the actress's acting was pretty bad. I just do not like Dakota Johnson's acting. It was very dry, very like sarcastic, where you it feels like she didn't even want to be in it, which she couldn't.
I want.
But it shows. It shows. It's like who was it? Player's name? Was it Lynch? When they were interviewing him from the Seahawks, he's like, "I'm just here so I don't get fined." They would ask him questions. "I'm just here so I don't get fined."
That is
exactly how her acting was portrayed in that movie, where it's like, "I'm just here because I
signed a contract."
that's it. That's the reason why I'm here. I signed a contract. I'm here. So because of that, I was like, you know what? I just don't like it. So maybe like 1.5 or 2. And Cassie was like, wow, that's high. I'm like, high? She's like, from 1 through 10, I give it like a 2. I was like, 1 through 10? That's a 1.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, that's being nice. I was like, oh, shit. And then she's like, what would you rate? She's like, probably a 1 or a half. Like either 0.5 or a 1 at most. I was like, damn, and I'm over here like, oh, man, 1.5.
You gotta stop being so modest.
Not because it's a woman-led movie that I don't like. Yeah, obviously I'm a woman. I also am an avid woman lover. So that doesn't change my perspective of anything. But it's more of like their acting sucked. The quality sucked. The audio sucked. Everything just sucked. Out of beer, I would rather just stay sober.
Ooh.
The ending sucked. Like that.
She said water. She said a bottle of water.
Like the ending sucked. The writing sucked. Like the fact that like none of them had powers, right? And they're fighting this person with Spider-Man like powers, except the webs. He doesn't have the webs. And they were able to beat him with no powers by using visions. Dakota Johnson's visions.
Oh no.
Yeah, she's like, oh,
anything but that.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna give it away. There's a letter that's gonna fall. There's a letter that's gonna fall. Nobody cares. Like there's a letter that's gonna fall from this sign. If I could get him to that sign and the letter's gonna crush him, that's how we're gonna beat him. And that was the ending.
Yep.
Her taking him with her really bad acting to that sign. So that he could get squished.
Yep.
It's like when Lucio pushes me over.
So let's just talk about this, though. Let's really talk about this. I feel like it's the NBA versus the WNBA. We know women-led movies are oftentimes not as passionate. So example being Wonder Woman, I think it was 1984 or 1964, something like that.
The second one?
Yeah. Why does Wonder Woman have to talk her? Like, Wonder Woman is almost as strong as Superman, but yet in this movie, she talks her villains down.
Yeah.
Like, why is it that most women-led movies, it's male. They feel like we don't like them because man versus woman and all that. But no, they're just written. Most women-led movies are written poorly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the crazy part. The director for Wonder Woman was a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, it was a woman.
Did she write it too? I don't remember.
I don't know if she wrote it, but
I think she wrote it.
Even if you direct it, you could always change it a little bit.
Yeah. I disagree with that.
At the end of the day, it's up to the director.
Yeah, it's up to the director.
You can have a script, but the director does it.
I disagree. In that sense, let's talk about Zack Snyder and how he got kicked off of the Justice League movie because of his directive, his creative differences. As the director, you see a vision that you want to make, but if the studio don't want you to go there, you're not going to go there.
That's true. He's got a point.
I mean,
there's that variable.
If I was the studio, I'm like, why the fuck am I paying for 6 hours of movie when I'm only going to put out 2?
Sony's desperate, just like how Warner Brothers was desperate.
Like you know, I'm putting out a 2-hour movie, right? Why the fuck are you doing 6-7 hours, bro? Like, just cut into 2 parts. Like, no, it's 1. Nah, bro, just
my boy alone. It was a masterpiece. Yes, there was a lot of stuff you could understand why it was cut out, like like the crowd singing to Aquaman as he goes away, but
or the slow motion, this, right?
I also brought that up just to make one last dig at Avatar: The Last Airbender, because there was a lot of slow motion in that as well. And at one point, I think I messaged the group like, am I watching this at a Snyder film? Like, why is there so much slow motion?
Yes. But yeah, once again,
yeah,
Man of Web, really bad movie.
Don't watch
it. Is it better than Rebel Moon? It is not.
Nope.
I am so happy I didn't see it then, because that you would have to pay me.
You just talked them out of the movie.
But you would have to literally pay me if I'd have went to see that for you. Like, what?
Like, you're buying my ticket and mozzarella sticks.
Take me out to dinner.
All right, guys, it is 11:33. So we'll move on to the last part of the episode. We'll start off with Chickies. Chickies, what is the one item that you recommend for the week for anybody that's listening or watching this podcast?
Start with Ernest.
Okay, Pirate King, what is the one item that you're recommending? And I swear to God, you're like, oh, start off with my core. Yeah.
Absolutely not. So, one thing that I would recommend, those of you who are listening, I would actually recommend, it's a lot of new things out right now, especially anime-wise for Crunchyroll, Funimation.
Don't be surprised if he says One Piece. He's done that a lot.
Every week. One Piece again.
I would love to recommend One Piece. However, we are sticking to newer things, things that are still in their first season.
It's probably the One Piece series.
So I will actually say, out of the four things that I've really been watching a lot lately, I would say Shangri-La Frontier. I really enjoy Shangri-La Frontier the most. It puts you in the mind of Sword Art Online, except for the characters are not stuck inside of this virtual mass multiplayer world. What it is more so that it's game aficionados who've been playing a lot of shitty games and a wide variety of really shitty games. They come to this god tier game, quote unquote, and they just are bodying it based on a skill that they built up playing other games. Like, the main character is running this glass cannon, really. He's agility. He's based his build on agility and luck. You got another one of the side characters who's just, like, straight tank mode. He's a melee fighter. But, like, they're pretty much going through this god-tier game based on the skills that they've built up playing a lot of different games. Like, that's the main premise of it, is game heads playing a new game and they are crushing it, and they're finding all of these unique things, and they're doing things that nobody else can do based on their skills from playing other games.
Okay, and where can people watch this?
You can definitely, as far as I know, it's only on Crunchyroll. However, let me be
Crunchyroll or other non-paid websites.
So you can definitely read it. The manga is out there. You can read it. You can buy it from Amazon.com, Walmart. However, to watch it, I am only seeing Crunchyroll or Watch Anime Online.
Okay. Control or online. We'll just say that.
Let's watch online. Get the fuck out of here. Wait, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I think they just said, I just found something that said this is on Disney Plus.
Disney Plus does have a few licenses. I mean, they have Bleach. They have a few other ones. So it could be. All right. You ready, Chiggies, with yours? Or you want me to go to Mike?
Not mine, but I'm gonna need the name. So, you know the name though. For mine, it's that one ninja movie that you were watching.
Ah, she took yours.
It's a series. It's a series. It's not a movie.
Now I come up with another one.
Now I do that. I come up with another one.
So what you're thinking of is House of Ninjas on Netflix.
House of Ninjas. Yes.
House on Ninjas. I was watching it, and I binge watched the entire thing, and you can watch it on Netflix. It's about this like family of ninjas who basically they retired, but each of them, like the mom, she still uses her skills. The sister uses her skills, and the brother uses his skills. But the dad is kind of reluctant of like using his skills to actually do anything besides just working. And it's like this family of ninjas who protect. Then there's like basically like almost the other ninjas that they're fighting against are like terrorists almost who want to just destroy the world and take over it.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a pretty cool show.
Cool. Real quick. Crunchyroll is the only licensed provider for Sangre la Frontier. Now, unlicensed, where you get it from is what
you do. That's not you.
But licensed.
Get a VPN.
Crunchyroll is the only place that is showing it.
Nicely worded.
I will agree. House of Ninjas is a really good show. I still haven't finished it. I think I'm on episode 6 out of 8. They're not. If you're expecting a lot of action, it won't have a lot of action. And maybe not to the end. There's a little bit of action here and there. But the story itself, it's pretty intriguing, right?
Action. Like the last episode has a lot of action in it, which I really appreciate.
Okay. She's like, I waited a long time.
episode 5, there's some action. You know, throughout the series, there's some.
Sure.
And it goes from a thriller to a suspense, you know, to action kind of based throughout the series. So it's pretty cool. Romance. I really do enjoy it. And yeah, there's romance involved in it too. So it is a really good series. That was going to be my recommendation. So now I'm going to have to come up with a new one.
You got like 40 seconds.
But now I got 40 seconds. Luckily, I'm going to throw Mike before me.
That's right. I'm going to make mine really short. Intentionally.
Okay.
Honestly, guys, I haven't watched shit like all week. But the one thing I am looking forward to that came out that's new is Bad Batch.
Oh, okay.
So I am planning on watching that. I wouldn't say necessarily I'm super excited, but out of everything that's out, I'm going to watch Bad Batch.
Bad Batch, okay. Yeah,
and I'm going to
When is the new Bad Batch coming out?
I think it's already out, isn't it? The first episode or so?
So I will say Bad Batch has been actually, like, it's been like a guilty pleasure of mine. Like, I didn't expect for it to...
Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, it is out.
Yeah,
Bad Batch is pretty dope, dude.
Yeah. The first two seasons, phenomenal. The third season for me was kind of dragging and it was iffy.
That's a new one. That's a new one now, is the third season. So now you just got my hopes up.
It's the first.
I'm just going to watch House of Ninjas now.
The first three episodes is out already.
I think four.
1, 2, 3. The fourth one comes out the 20. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
4 episodes are out. The fifth will come out March 6th.
Okay. Yeah. So I haven't watched any of the new season yet, but I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So what do you got?
So what I have is. Helldivers 2, right? We're taking the creek back. For those that have not played the game, the automatons have been whooping
bingo.
Helldivers.
Did I not call it?
I was gonna go a different route. I even said it before. I was like, oh, I'm gonna use House of Ninjas, and then she's like, you know what I'm gonna use? I'm gonna do House of Ninjas. Like, damn, wow, that's crazy, right?
It's great. She wasn't even in a room when we talked about this.
Yeah, I know she wasn't.
And you know what? I'm gonna watch that instead.
House of Ninjas is really good. Like, it's a really good.
He just gave me a bad rep on Bad Batch season 3, so I'm just gonna go straight to House of Ninjas instead.
Like, again, House of Ninjas is pretty good. But yeah, for me, I would, if you have PS5 and if you have a PC, I would highly recommend playing Helldivers 2. We definitely could use the help. Sadly, it's not on Xbox yet. The community has been wanting and demanding for it to be opened up on Xbox, which is the crazy part. When was the last time we've heard, hey, we want crossplay over everything and we need it now because of this game, right? I feel like
GTA 5.
Huh?
Yeah. Which one? GTA 5.
We talked about this. Well, the last time the community came together was like, you know what?
Yeah, we need this.
I don't care what you play on, but we all need to play together.
Right. And this game is like, it's more because of the way the campaign is, because there's no story, right? You just go straight into, it's almost like, think of like, I know we played Overwatch, we've streamed Overwatch, yeah. So I'll use Overwatch, where it's like, it's just small matches, but the result of the match makes an impact on the liberation of the planet. And so once you liberate a certain amount of planets, you kind of go on to the next group of planets, right?
Okay.
Just to add in an extra, so Stranger Life Frontier, their game that they're playing, which is Stranger Life Frontier, is exactly like that. Whereas everybody, like the game that they're playing, everybody's playing and the missions that they're doing are all supposed to be progressing the world server. Yeah. So which something happens fairly recently, like I think actually the last episode that just came out, a huge battle happens where there's a unique monster who finally gets defeated, which progresses the game, which hasn't progressed in 10 years. Like this game has been out for 10 years and it has not made a single progression in the storyline. And then all of a sudden these characters come in and they progress the game.
But don't say that. I'm over here trying real hard to help that
by how the community who's playing it plays the game, which also the same thing for Dungeons and Dragons and what was it, Paizo? What was the other
one? Oh, Paizo. Paizo. It was when we were playing it's not,
it wasn't Dungeons and Dragons.
Pathfinder.
Yes, Pathfinder. So it's the same thing where everything that you do, every little mission, everything that you do affects the world that you are currently playing in. And I appreciate that. I can respect that because one thing that I've learned about Helldiver is the character that you're playing does not matter. Like you're insignificant. No, you're not the main character in this story.
They tell you. they tell you, they're like right in the beginning of the game, they're like, every Helldiver is expandable. So you could die and technically you don't matter. People were like, oh, why can't we customize the characters? Why can't we
did you do more customizations? Because I feel like we watched the same video.
I did. And it's like, well, because you're technically almost an NPC. You're playing as a just regular soldier who is fighting for this bigger cause. But your importance is very insignificant when it comes to like, oh, like who's the most important person? Like not you, right?
Let's put this in understandable terms. And I'm going to use this as a quote
you are from a clone the trooper.
That I watched. For everyone here that played Halo, you're not Master Chief.
You're one of the little aliens that run around?
No, you're one of the other Marines. You're
the little aliens. Let's stay on Master Chief. You're not even a Marine. You're not even a Marine. You are
boot camp.
Yeah. Let's go with that. Like you are
boot an camp is so short in the game.
Person to the Marines. Like you're
through boot camp.
A bootlicker.
You go through boot camp?
Yeah, you go through boot camp is like all right.
Things sarcastic.
No, yeah, it's like they'll tell you like, hey, throw this grenade, hey, shoot this monster. Hey, now put the flag and show that you know you're doing liberty. Yeah. So the tutorial is there
boot camp. Okay.
So once you finish the tutorial, like you graduated, now go out there and fight.
Gotcha.
So like the premise is like people, like all these people out there, they're not trained. They're just thrown out there, you know, to
you have no special abilities. You are insignificant. You are shit. You are one in 10.
Now, once again, So then why if is you win good? If you win missions or if you lose missions, it's important because it goes into your progression.
Okay.
Because I know the creek, the famous
it doesn't
creek,
matter.
Right. So the famous creek, we were at okay. like it was at maybe like 40% liberated, and we just it got lost. Like the automatons, the Terminators, they completely took over. So then because they completely took over that and the whole section, we had like all the Helldivers had to start from all the way in like a different section.
Okay.
And force their way back in by like liberating other planets.
Huh.
So Creek has been given the term Space Vietnam because that's kind of what it feels like. That place is fucking hard as shit. Those automatons are fucking crazy, right? So yes, I would recommend anybody that has a PC, anybody that has a PS5, get the game. It is fun. It is actually pretty fun to play. I enjoy it. And once again, I play with just randoms because nobody that I know has the game, right? So I just play with randoms. I still have fun.
Also, as another 2 cents, anybody that would like to play or has played Helldivers, go watch Stormtroopers. It is a wonderful movie.
No, you mean it's not Stormtroopers? Is it... it's not Star Troopers. It's Star Troopers, or is it? What is it? I know which one is the movie with the bot with Denise Richards.
Yeah,
when they go fight bugs in space.
Yeah, it's.
I don't think it's Stormtroopers because that's Star Wars.
It's copyrighted.
It might be Star Troopers or something.
Or is that the Alan one I'm thinking about?
No.
Starship.
Starship.
Yeah.
Star,
yeah, you said at the same time.
yeah. So it is like that.
Yeah.
So it's that meets Terminator pretty much.
So
one section is robots.
Denise Richards. Like, we need to talk about this. Like out of all people, you remember Denise Richards, huh?
It just popped in my head. I was
I
like,
bet it Denise did.
Richards in the movie. All right. Well, with that being said,
you're right, Cheekies. Let me take a drink.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. You can find all of our platforms at geekstudios.com.
That's right.
Our YouTube's on there. Our Discord will be up there soon. And at the same time, our Twitch will be out there as well. And why join us on Twitch? So you can join us as we stream on Twitch and raise money for the Richardson Hospital of Chicago. The link will be on the website. We will be signing up this year again. So just want to throw that out there. We're still continuing to do it. We're partnering with we're still partnering with what is it? One Life or what was it?
Get up.
Maybe we should reshoot this ending.
No, but we are still partnering to save up money for our hospital. So, and this time I actually spelled it correctly. I made sure because I was spelling it as...
What was you spelling?
Different way. I don't want to say how, but, but yes.
Which word? Children?
No, Lurie's.
Okay.
Kiddos. No, but yeah, once again, thank you everybody that tuned in and listened to us. Let us know what did you think of Madam Web? What do you think of Avatar? And also, what do you think of House of Ninjas? What do you think of
that Shangri-La Frontier?
Shangri-La Frontier, and are you playing what's it called?
Oh, nice.
So, and what do you guys recommend we try?
Yeah. And what do you recommend? What would you want us to watch? Or you know, play
stream
that's free. That is free. You know, like let's stick to free for now. Once we start getting a little bit of money from this, we'll move on. But
hold on, though. If you're telling people to tell us free stuff, shouldn't we recommend free stuff to them, Mr. Helldivers 2?
I agree. You need Netflix to watch. Yeah, you gotta pay.
You need Crunchyroll to watch them.
Yeah, you need internet to watch Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll has free.
Play video games.
You need Netflix to watch House of Ninjas.
Yeah, exactly my point.
I went to look up Helldivers 2 and I was gonna play it until it hit me with a price tag. I'm
I'm not buying this shit.
Technically, they need money to watch this.
It's a lot cheaper. No, you can watch it for free.
You got to pay for something.
Nothing.
It's just not going to us.
Nothing in this life is free. once again, thank you, everybody, and we will see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Peace, love, happiness.
I was going to say, Ernest always has some words of farewell.
Bye.